Chandler, thanks a lot for coming in, and we promise you at no point, no matter how late you give an answer, we will not flag you for it.
Right.
Well, you know, Chandler, you know, we like to do something a little special here on MFB Middays with Merlone, Forey, and Benz, 10 to 2, is, you know, when we're feeling down and after a rough day, there's a song we like to play to kind of get us back in the mood. I wanted to share that with you just to kind of get you ready to go. Here it comes. Just let it kind of take over. It just kind of,
you
sometimes
you just sort of feel it a little bit. And, you know, you kind of get going.
Who is this?
Kind of get into it a
little
bit.
Just let it go, Chandler. Don't fight it.
Southern Comfort commercial.
Don't fight it, Chandler. Dance however you want. We're not going to judge you.
My eyes are closed.
The head's bobbing a little bit.
No, he's fighting it. Nobody's watching. You're in the nest.
That's all I've got, guys.
That's it.
I see the cameras rolling over there.
They're always watching you, Chandler. Yeah, right?
They are.
That almost worked. The red light's on, but it doesn't work.
Of all the guys who has a right to be pissed off after that game yesterday in Miami, we brought in one of the guys who has the most right to be angry. So it's the most work to get him in a good mood after a couple of those penalties that you got, which I'm wondering. All right, you had a better vantage point than we did. We didn't see the replay of the replay. Mm-hmm. But did they show it on the Jumbotron for that second penalty before they dropped
actually,
the flag?
I didn't even look up at the Jumbotron. I don't know if I was up there or not, but I remember... You know, try to talk to the ref and see just to see what I had done wrong.
Yeah, what did he say to you? Because both times you were trying to address him, it seemed like one time he was listening to, and the other time it seemed like he didn't want anything to do with it.
Well, for the most part, both of them I was a little bit high. I just, you know, I just got to get better at, you know, when I get a shot at the quarterback, just lower my pad level. Because in both of them, I think the problem was I was a bit high. So hopefully, you know, I can just work at it, you know, do some tackling drills and some bags, and hopefully I can get my pad level down.
See, I understand why it's a penalty because it's a rule, but I hate the rule, right? I mean, you're over there, you're trying to get off the block, and then you kind of spun, I think, on one of them, and you looked up, and you were a step away from him. So you're sort of gathering yourself, and you're just trying to hit him. And next thing you know, I think it's initial contact. You hit a guy high in the sternum, and your helmet sort of slides up and hits the helmet. Mm-hmm. That's where I have a problem with the way they call these things, you know, is... How difficult is that for you? Because it's just, you're attack mode. You want to get this guy, then all of a sudden, last minute, you got to
change your strike zone.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but I mean, it's an NFL rule, and it's something that we have to go by, and you know, I have to work at it, and hopefully I can get better at, you know, getting the quarterback down.
Were you guys surprised that you didn't get as much pressure as maybe you would have wanted on Tannehill, or was that something you went into the game just sort of containing him?
They did a good job. You know, credit to them. They did a good job of, you know, of stopping us. You know, me personally, my goal is to get pressure, you know. I feel like I could have got more pressure than I did. So, you know, that's something I have to just work on for next week. You know, they're short-lived. You know, we went out there and lost, and, you know, credit goes to Miami. But, you know, we got to just get ready for Minnesota.
There you go. So did they do anything that you guys weren't expecting? Because a lot of the thought process was new coordinator, was in Philadelphia, thought you were going to see a bunch of, you know, tempo plays and just, you know, schematically thought they were maybe going to just kind of screw around with just the formations. Did any of that surprise you, or did you guys see anything that you weren't ready for?
Miami just did a good job of executing play, you know. We went out there and we played against those guys, and they just did a good job of, you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's. I did a great job. So, you know, like I said, hats off to them.
Chandler Jones with us on a Patriots Monday. When it comes to Knowshon Moreno, you're going to have to see him again if he stays healthy later on in the season. He has been a beast against you guys the past couple times you've seen him. Talk to us about what he does well as a running back, and why does he give your defense fits?
Knowshon is a great player. You know, has very good balance, very great vision for a running back. You know, he's been in the league for a while now. As far as, you know, in the scheme that he's running, you know, he does a good job in his scheme. So, you know, hats off to him. He had a great game, and hopefully we can contain him next time.
You know, you were out there an awful lot. I don't know what the final snap count was, but what was it like? I mean, teams play in Miami in September early on. You know, it's not like they are undefeated, but was there any of that? Was there any of the heat this early in the season, conditioning-wise? Is that an issue?
No, I feel like I was conditioned pretty well. You know, I feel like I was conditioned pretty well. It was hot, but it's nothing that we weren't used to. You know, we played down there before. It's just, you know, I was just saying, like I said, you know, I have to do a better job. You know, there's a few plays that I left out there in the field, and hopefully that, you know, that I want to get back, obviously, but I can't get back. So, you know, we just got to bag up our lunch pail and just get ready for Minnesota.
You know, usually when you win, the coaches are harder on you, and when you lose, they try to find a silver lining or a positive note. Was there what was a positive? What was that? What can we take away from this loss that you can look forward to saying, okay, at least we're doing this right, and this we can build on even more?
I feel like experience. You know, I feel like you always learn from experience. You know, there's certain things that we saw out there yesterday that, you know, we might see this week, or we might see the following week, or later down in the season. So just experience. You know, guys, you know, getting their first snap as an NFL player. I'm just, you know, guys working with one another in an actual live bullet situation or a live game situation. So I feel like just having this experience, having, you know, game one under our belts, that betters your team. You know, and I feel like you work to progress week in and week out, and hopefully we can just get better as the week goes.
You know, you guys lined up an awful lot, it seemed like, in that 3-4. And they're going to probably play 3-4, 4-3, whatever they want you to play. But how is it different for you, in a 4-3, 3-4, what you have to do?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like, you know, whatever coach asks me to do, I'm going to play. And I feel like I've been saying this a lot whenever it comes up to, you know, Chandler Jones and his versatility. Like I said, you know, Coach Belichick, he comes out with a game plan, or he comes out with a position for me to play, and I'm going to play it. You know, no one's going to tell the head coach no. But I enjoy it. I enjoy every position that I'm going to play. I enjoy playing defensive end. I enjoy playing outside backer. And I, to be honest with you, I enjoy playing football.
Hey, I will tell you, I think you're wrong about one thing.
Uh-oh.
You said no one's going to tell the head coach no. Lou told his manager about in a bunch of different ways, basically no, right, Lou? Weren't you just going to the manager's office? That's my point. Well, I mean, yeah,
a little more open door policy. We go in, we talk a little bit more.
Coach, I was going to say, Lou,
and they hang out, have a beer.
All right, I was surprised you're still sitting here.
Well, no,
so you could do that in baseball.
No, in baseball, not here. Okay. I'll do that here too, maybe if I have to. But
uh-oh. You might not come out of that room alive.
Is this live?
Yeah, that's just you know, the way it is. But I think a lot of people, I was saying, the one thing I was disappointed, and I'll tell you, you're here, was defensively, because I think a lot of Patriots fans had, you know, big thoughts, big ideas defensively, what it was going to be like this year, pressure on the quarterback. Did you guys have those same expectations, and how difficult was that flight home?
Like I said, when we went out there, we were just trying to execute. And, you know, there's a few plays that we left out there that we would like to have back, but, you know, that's just how the game goes. You know, unfortunately, the game didn't go out our way, and we're just, you know, working forward to next week.
Chandler Jones with us on 93.7 WEEI. They made a lot of changes along their offensive line. One guy they wanted to keep was hurt and Pouncey. Why were they so much more effective up front than what they had been last year? Was it based on them improving along the offensive line, or did you guys not execute as well in your own right?
We just got to do better. You know, like I said, you know, you give credit when it's due. You know, their offensive line made plays. They did. You know, they rushed on us for a good amount. But like I said, we just got to do better. Me, I got to do better personally. You know, I left a lot of plays out there, and I feel like I just said to you guys previously, it's short-lived. You know, playing this game, and you know, playing in the NFL, you get probably one a bye week, maybe one or two bye weeks. And other than that, you're just going rapidly week after week. And I feel like if you harp on one week, after a while, you just, you know, I feel like that you're kind of playing behind. And I feel like when you're moving on to the next week, I mean, it's our job as professionals just to flush it, you know.
Yo, Miami runs their running game, that inside zone. How familiar are you guys with that? I know Philly did it last year. Is it something that you don't see much of, and was that a big issue?
We played a few teams. We played a few teams in the preseason that had a familiar offense. But, yeah, I mean, like I just said, we just have to – we're not, just stop it. We'll have to get it stopped. So
we spoke about this a little bit, and Vince brought it up too after the game. When it comes to winning the division versus winning the divisional road games, mm-hmm. and divisional games, there's a difference. You can win the division, but actually getting through the divisional games, particularly on the road, are difficult. You've stubbed your toe once already. You've only got a few more cracks on the road. How does that make those two trips to Buffalo and New York all the more important as this season winds along?
To be honest with you, we haven't even looked that far yet to those road games. You know, like I said, we're focusing on Minnesota. We're going to get ready to go out there this week, and hopefully we can go out there and win.
So that was my next question. So this game's over, film's done. Have you already looked at Minnesota? And, you know, obviously, it's like the word is out now. You run on the Patriots, that's going to weigh to beat them. Adrian Peterson, I mean, can you talk a little bit about the challenges of stopping a guy like that?
Great player. You know, I've been a fan of Adrian Peterson since I've been in the NFL, and before I was in the NFL. And I have watched Minnesota, actually. I watched him this morning. Actually, I watched him even before I watch the Miami game.
So you are looking ahead.
Yeah, but you know that game's over. The game's over. So, you know, like I just said, yeah, I have watched Minnesota. I'm excited to go out there and compete against those guys. I am.
What about Patterson? He had a big game as well for Minnesota. You can't let him get going.
He's very fast. He's a good player. He's really fast, actually. I've seen a few highlights of him, you know, getting reverses and getting the ball. So that's just someone that we'll have to stop.
What about going up against Castle?
He wasn't here with Castle.
I wasn't here. You know, like I said, he's a good player as well. You know, I watched from what I saw. I haven't finished the game.
Call him Moose. He was a big Moose? Chubby kid when he was in grammar school. Call him Moose.
You guys are calling him Moose?
He's not going to like that. Maybe he'll get flustered.
How many other players
on the
team still remember that?
He was the fat kid from Stand By Me. Remember the one kid, then he got skinny? I forgot what the guy's name is.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll. You ever seen the movie Stand By Me?
No, I didn't.
No, I mean.
I'm only 24. I don't know if it's an old movie. No.
It is an old movie. Okay, yeah, you baby. It's not that old.
It's pretty old, Christian, and so are we. So
well,
I guess he's trying to tell
Phoenix
us.
Is not alive in it, but, you know.
All right, Chandler, thanks a lot for stopping
by. Bring
I appreciate
you out.
It.
We'll send you out with this. I know, you know, you're trying to fight it, but this we're going to send. This is your walk-off music.
All right.
Okay, think about it, feel it, let it go,
okay.
And we'll regroup, we'll get ready to go next week. They're going to be dancing to this movie.
He's still looking at the cameras. Next Monday, we're talking about W. We'll start dancing.
You'll be like, yeah, play that song. What's that jam?
For the record,
you guys just get a little hip hop for
that. Yeah, there we go.
How's that?
There we go.
We usually jump away from the mic and start like, you know, just freelancing.
Our boss at the radio station that you were talking about before, Lou, Central Michigan guy. So we have to get it done this week.
Oh, okay.
Have to. Can't let this one slide. All right. Chandler Jones from the New England Patriots here on 93.7 WEI. Tim Benz, Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier. Talk to you next week, Chris, Chandler. Thank you very much.